This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Over the past 150 years, medical science has advanced rapidly as a result of medications, vaccinations, and the improvements in our standard of living. All of these advances are related to scientific discovery and environmental factors. At the same time, research on the human-human aspects of medical care has received much less attention. It is at this time of year that my 64-year-old patient Bobby, like so many others, has a chance to change medical insurance as a part of open enrollment. I have no advice for Bobby about which insurance to select, but I did point out to her that continuity of care is associated with multiple health benefits. We define continuity of care as repeated contact between a patient and a doctor or healthcare provider. This repeated contact gives patients and doctors the opportunity for deeper connections and understanding and an opportunity for deeper communication. Studies of continuity of care all show that it is beneficial for patients. For people like Bobby, her continuity of care has included some major life events like marriage, parent-child relationships, loss of work, and severe grief. Some doctor-patient relationships last for decades, and as a result, many healthcare providers have at our disposal a wealth of accumulated knowledge about an individual that we can use for caring for that person. Continuity of care is associated with greater patient satisfaction, improved health promotion, increased adherence to medications, and reduced hospital use. And these are important. But does continuity of care improve the very most important outcome of all, rates of death? A recent study analyzed findings across 13 different trials and found that higher levels of continuity of care with doctors reduces death rates. Of course, the problem is that as patients approach the end of life, they are often deprived of the continuity of care as they move to hospitals or nursing homes, where care is provided by specialists and they lose contact with their primary care provider. You know, even before COVID came along, the use of telemedicine was increasing, pushing doctors and patients further apart. Some healthcare systems go so far as to suggest that in-person visits are inefficient and time-consuming, and suggest that virtual visits should become the new norm. In fact, right now at Kaiser, more than 50% of all visits are virtual. For patients with the most healthcare needs, in other words, the 5% that account for 50% of costs, a telemedicine visit may further marginalize them. So for Bobby, it doesn't matter if she changes health insurers, but if that change requires that she change doctors, she and I will lose a great deal of accumulated knowledge and trust that has been built over years. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.